more volume.
Vivo.
Vivo.
Vivo. Vivo. Everyone can hear? Turn it this way, slightly. It's a very fascinating story behind this beautiful temple. As we know, Hanuman is an avatar of Vayudev, the wind god, and also one of the 11 Rudras, or avatars of Lord Shiva. There are several versions of the story of the birth of Hanumanji, and they are each correct because he appears in slightly different ways in different millenniums. When he appears as the eternal servant of Sri Ram. The pastimes of Krishna and Ram, Narasimha Dev, these are eternal pastimes. They are always taking place in some universe within the cosmic manifestation. Just as when Krishna is killing Putana, as soon as that pastime ends, he begins killing Putana in some other universe. So these pastimes, as soon as Lord Narasimhadev finishes killing Hiranyakashipu in this universe, in some other universe within the cosmic manifestation, he begins killing Hiranyakashipu. So in this way, Nitya Lila, although the Lord in his transcendental form, each of these avatars has their abode in Vaikuntha, the spiritual world, as long as this cosmic manifestation is existing, the Lord is always displaying his pastimes somewhere. So sometimes we find there are slightly different stories to the same pastime within the scriptures. This simply means, not contradiction, but the Lord sometimes varies in the way he performs his pastimes in various places and various times. Because the Vedic scriptures are not limited to simply a particular dimension of history. They are speaking from the point of view of God, from the point of view of Bhagavan, history of universes. So, at the time of Mohini Murti, you know the story, how she so kindly appeared. Lord Shiva desired to see the beautiful form of Mohini, which completely bewildered all the demons, to the extent that they gave the most precious gift of the nectar to her, simply because they were so attracted by her beauty. Lord Shiva wanted to see this form. And so he requested Lord Narayan, and he became Mohini. And this beautiful form was so enchanting that Shiva left Parvati, and in front of all the great saints and sages, he started chasing after her. And upon touching her, the power of his body was released. And at that time, the wind god, Vayu, carried that potency of Shiva to a place in South India called Kishkindha Kshetra. We have had a yatra there. How many of you came to Kishkindha Kshetra, Hampi, with us? Only? We should go again?
Yes.
And on top of a mountain, there was a beautiful goddess named Anjana. She was although she was a heavenly goddess and a pure devotee of the Lord, in the heavenly planets, she one time laughed at the features of one rishi, so she was cursed to take birth in the dynasty of monkeys. And she was the daughter, or the wife, of the king of the monkeys, Keshaviraj, and her name was Anjana. And she worshipped Lord Shiva for many, many years, wanting to get a benediction from him. And Lord Shiva appeared to Anjana, and she said, "I want you to become my son." So he said, "All right, I will become your son." So Vayu brought the potency of Shiva and placed it in some kheer, some sweet rice, and it was eaten by Anjana, and she became pregnant. And one of the 11 Rudras, or expansion of Shiva himself, who was brought by Vayu, came into her womb, and his name was
Hanuman Ji Ki
Jai!
Hanuman Ki
Jai!
And when we go to Kishkindha Kshetra, we will discuss so many of the childhood pastimes of Hanuman Ji. But in all the dhams, we find Hanuman is one of the protectors. In Vrindavan, in Ayodhya, in Mayapur Dham, Badrinath, we find on all four corners there's a Shiva Murti and a Hanuman Murti. It's like if you go to Badrinath, when you're at Joshimath, just going up the mountain, there's a Murti of Hanuman who protects Badrinath. And you've seen so many on all the outskirt corners of Brajbhumi, there is a Murti of Hanuman. He is the supreme bhakta who surrendered to do anything for the service of God. So Hanuman was called to also protect Sri Jagannath Puri Dham. And what happened is, long ago, oftentimes the ocean would have high tide, and it would go so high that it would flood a good portion of Jagannath Puri, and it would also flood the temple of Lord Jagannath. So they did not know what to do. So they called Hanuman to come here to guard, because they knew that if Hanuman was standing by the ocean, out of fear, the ocean would not flood Jagannath Puri. Hanuman Ji Ki! So Hanuman Ji would stand right here, and the ocean dared not to flood Jagannath's temple. But there was one problem. In those days, the worship of Jagannath was very simple. They were just offering him khichdi. And they would bring Hanuman his Mahaprasad. So khichdi was being served to Hanuman each day. But he was thinking, when I was in Ayodhya, they were giving me ladus and halwa and puris and sabji and gajas and so many nice prasad, and here they're giving me khichdi and I'm a brahmachari. Brahmacharis need more than just khichdi. Besides that, I've been here so long and the ocean has never once even tried to make a flood. So tonight, when everyone is asleep, I'm going to Ayodhya to get nice prasad. And I'll be back in the morning and they'll never know that I left. So when everyone took rest, Hanumanji, who was an avatar of Vayu also, he jumped to Ayodhya Dham. And there the residents of Ayodhya were very happy. Oh, Hanumanji, you have returned after a long time. Please have nice prasad. And they gave him nice feast. And he was fully satisfied. And then he came back to Jagannath Puri, and lo and behold, when he arrived, the whole city was flooded by the ocean. Hariyo!
Hariyo!
So the pujaris, where is Hanuman? It's flooding. He's not here. Where is he? And he returned. Where did you go? So they were very angry. So they brought Hanumanji, the Pandas. They brought Hanumanji before Lord Jagannath. And they said, you see what type of servant this is? During his duty, he left. He went to Ayodhya. And now the whole city is flooded and the temple is flooded. Jagannath said to Hanuman, why did you leave your duty? He said, Jagannathji, Bhagwan. I am not accustomed to eating only khichdi. For so many months, only khichdi prasad. I went to Ayodhya to eat laddus. So Jagannath, he told the Pandas, how can you expect Hanuman to survive eating only khichdi? He said, me, you can just serve me khichdi. But to Hanuman, every day you must supply him as many laddus as he likes. Hanumanji ki! And also make him nice puris and nice halwa and so many nice preparations. So they started offering Hanumanji nice prasad. But just to make sure he didn't go anywhere, they took chains, shackles, and they tied them to his legs and his arms so that he could not escape. Every night they would shackle him so that he could not go to Ayodhya to get Mahaprasad. So Bedi means chains. He's called Bedi Hanuman, which means Hanuman who was chained, who was in chains. And if we ask the pujari, he will show us in his murti how there are beautiful chains keeping Hanuman's arms and legs and waist also, so that he does not go away. And also, they will give you nice laddus, because Hanuman eats laddus every year. The story of Lady Hanuman. Someone ask him to give us the darshan?
Good darshan.
Everyone saw?
No.
So what? Everyone could go and